Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, the best place for Kanye and A-Rod to thirst trap for their women back.
Yes.
Hunter is here trying to just get a woman in general.
Listen, I put on my cute shirt today.
Yeah.
Lonnie,
we've missed you so much.
Well, I missed you, and you know, I see what you're doing. I love it. Can't wait to get
the collections.
Yes.
I'm here for you too, Hunter.
I was about to say, when the f*** am I going to
get your little cutout shirt, you know?
If I wore a shirt like that on the show, Nina would go.
Not if it was for my line. Wear whatever you want to wear. Okay, you guys. So we got to talk about what is going on with Kim and Kanye because the couple is going through a divorce. But he was spotted with wearing what we think is still his wedding ring when he was working with DJ Khaled. So do you think this means that he's not over Kim? Is he trying to win her back? What's the deal? Because Kim is not wearing her ring.
I think that he is looking at Courtney and Travis, and he's seeing those pictures, and he's like, yeah, I want my thing back,
he wants
too.
That thing back. Yeah. I do sometimes feel like seeing another couple makes you be like, do I want that?
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. But then seeing some couples makes you never want that. You're like, get that bullshit.
Good point. Toxic
people. Yeah, I mean, I think when you take the ring off, it really is like that sign of like, oh, this is over.
And where else is he going to get a billionaire from? I mean, she's now a billionaire.
Yeah.
So he's leaving that ring on. That ring is kind of stuck.
But he's one too, right? Didn't they just say?
Yes.
He's a billionaire as well. Mm-hmm. I think he should get with Mackenzie Bezos.
You think so?
I just think
she's remarried.
Is she already?
Yeah, she already got remarried.
You missed.
Damn it!
Mackenzie got swooped up faster, honey, than I don't know what. And money's not important to her. She's donating half her money, so you could have got in there.
We could have been in there.
I could still pretend to get some of that money. Miss Mackenzie, the quarter of a million, please.
Oh my God.
You're an actor, huh?
Oh, Miss Mackenzie!
Oh, he really plays it up when Lonnie comes in.
I just can't wait. It's this that gets me every time. I get so happy, like my childhood is healed. I get a little aroused when she does this. It's all just like perfect.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay, you guys, moving on. Because Julia Roberts didn't just play the one runaway bride in a movie. So back in 1991, and I don't know if Hunter was even born yet, but she was supposed to marry Kiefer Sutherland. But his best friend at the time was Jason Patrick. So supposedly, Jason intervened and flew off with Julia hours before the wedding. They were best friends. So just this week, Kiefer and Jason went on the podcast Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, and they finally put the scandal to bed.
She's not here, so right in this room, so I'd feel strange talking about what she told me or what she told Kiefer, because she could speak for herself.
Right.
But the large stuff about the press and being invited to the wedding and then taking off with the bride and all that, that's all bull. You know, I mean, I don't keep her specific relationship and what they were at the time. That's theirs.
You fall in love, you fall in love. There's nothing you can do about that. And she's an extraordinary person and he is too. And you know, timing is what it is. And, you know, everybody moves on from that.
When I saw him again, whenever that was, 12 years ago, whatever, it was a few words of this and that. It was more of a laugh and a toast. Mm-hmm. And I've said in the press before, they've both been subsequently married since a couple times. I think they're both very happy in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what lasted after all that is me and Kiefer is, 35-year buddies.
You guys,
I don't know how I felt about watching that. This is the ultimate bros before hoes moment, I think.
Kiefer Sutherland looks like he's shrunk about a foot and a half since the last time I saw him. He was like in that corner. Look at him.
No, look at his body language though. Look at him shrinking away from Jason. Why is Jason the one driving the narrative of the story? Like, oh, you know, it's fine. They both got married. It still sounds like he's not taking responsibility. Why didn't he just say, I did a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. And we have since moved on and become better friends. He was just like, no, it's still my buddy. I saw him like a year later. We had a laugh and a toast. No, you didn't.
And he's holding, poor Kiefer is holding his
Kiefer
hands like
this. Kiefer looked like he's being held hostage. This is like an episode poor of 24.
Thing. Yeah.
All right. In case you forgot, like 24 years ago, that we doing some real OT today. Wow.
It's okay.
This must be a slow news day. All right. So 24 years ago, Anne Heche and Ellen dated for a little bit. So now Anne's getting a little shady about her ex on TikTok. She reviewed her old looks and didn't love her style when she was with Ellen.
Hi, man. Hey, I'm going to be reviewing my most iconic fashion looks today. Total hit, presented with P. Diddy. Excuse me. Yes, red is gorgeous. Hello, excuse me, Versace. Yes, and it was Oscars. Yes, and it was with Gregory doing my makeup. Ding. Why do I look like a hippie? It's because Ella didn't want me dressed sexy. Bye, no.
Would you guys listen to that if someone said, hey, I don't want you dressing sexy?
Hell no. Just like you wouldn't listen to Hunter if Hunter told you don't wear your shirt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hunter not
told
me.
I have told her many times to not wear her shirt. She has not listened to me a single time. So
that was funny.
Yeah. No. Nina will sexy shame me, though, if I try and wear something. Like, if I had this one button down, and you could see the chest line.
It's not sexy shame, you.
I don't sexy shame you.
I tease you.
And it was leg day, too. Show them calves.
The calves are pretty small. Let's not pretend.
Okay.
Look at that, Nina. You're telling me you see that and you don't
look
go,
that.
Ooh,
that streamlined.
Baby. Slather that with
that's
a little
streamlined.
Bit.
See, this is the thing. People get on Instagram and they say I'm being mean to you, but they don't say anything about you doing all of this for hours on end.
But you looking so fly and lovely. I want to flirt with you. The streaks, the long hair, the shirt, girl.
Honey,
yes.
You take that energy and you go find that husband that you've been talking about, okay? Okay, moving on. A-Rod made a big reveal on his Instagram yesterday. So he did this whole before and after post. A lot of people are saying, you know, he was saying he had a dad bod before. It's now gone. The real story, though, is he doing this as a thirst trap to maybe keep Jennifer? Also, people were saying there was a slight bulge in one of the photos that
yes,
had been.
That's what I like.
Do you see one?
Show it.
Yeah, you can go right there.
Slight is the appropriate word.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too bad.
Listen,
we've seen worse on this show.
We've seen some big old bulges on this show.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like two types of bulge. One, there's the one in the front, right, where you see like some sort of package in the front. But the real bulge that gets people talking is when it goes down one of the pant legs, like a John Hamm.
John Hamm, yes.
John Hamm, The Game. Ooh. Was really, this was impressive.
The Game is real good.
these are not accidents, by the way. Like, these guys do this on purpose. Have you ever done one of these?
A what?
Have you ever done a bulge photo?
No.
Have you at least practiced? Have you practiced? Like, if I ever did one, I would do this.
Well, in all candidness, I took a photo in one of my E! Nightly Pop outfits, and then someone at the office noticed, and I didn't do it on purpose. No, I didn't know. I mean, I was wearing pants like this tight.
Yeah, because I called him and I said, you know that photo.
He.
Did you see
knew.
The photo?
Yep.
Were you the person?
I saw it.
Yeah. I said, can I post this?
I think you took it on purpose.
What part of it took it on purpose? How do I take it on purpose?
How do these guys, it's called a thirst trap. How do these guys take their bulge?
You can't
How
say
good
you
is it, Nina?
It's pretty good.
It really?
Yeah.
Finally.
It's a good photo. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes, guys.
It was a good photo. It was flattering. There were shadows. Anyway.
She said it was shadows.
No, shadows means it's big.
No, hunty. No, let's move on.
I think this is the best time to take a break. Coming up, a reality contestant trapped in boy band hell. Plus, a husband chops off his wife's hair without asking, and then somehow he didn't get his ass whooped. Oh. That's up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A fit of the giggles over here today. Welcome back. So you know we love reality TV. Get excited because Extreme Sisters is back with a new episode this Sunday. So in a sneak peek, we are meeting two sisters who are very close. So close that they don't even need words to communicate.
We're actually psychic.
Our mom was very intuitive.
You need to figure out what you want more.
Really?
Like, yeah, because when I come over here, like, you don't know. There's some things that you just need to figure out what you want.
We have conversations with each other without even talking. We can just literally, we telecommunicate, is that the right word?
Well, I mean, it's through energy, right? Yeah. So I'm feeling her energy and she's feeling mine and we're basically having an energetic conversation.
I'm Jessica's ex-husband and Preston's father. Is the relationship normal? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I love him. He's my favorite person on the show, I love that.
He's like, I have waited years to say this. It's not normal.
He had to get married to figure it out, but I love his honesty. Do we agree with him, though? Is the bond a little strange?
Yeah, whenever you putting rocks on your head and saying that...
Yeah, it went down below, too. It was like...
I like how you thought the head was weird.
You know, I'm trying to be different now. I'm trying not to be so graphic on this show.
Oh.
So that's why
Who
I
asked
said
you to do
the
that?
Head first.
Who asked for that?
My mom.
I was gonna say, who sent a note?
Can you not be so vulgar?
No, tell your mom.
Tell her we love it.
We're hoo-ha first. We're a hoo-ha first show all the time.
Your VIP zone, as Hunter would say. Your no-no zone.
Yeah, your VIP zone. It's your no-no zone. We don't go there, but we go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No-no zone. What are we, five?
Oh, it's gonna get hot tonight. I think this is, if a woman was doing this with her sister or brother or whatever, it would be such a red flag to me so early.
Yeah. How did this guy make it to marriage? Like, he didn't notice or care? Maybe he didn't care.
She's good looking.
It's the rock on a hoo-ha.
Okay, anyway, we have a lot to unpack from last night's Married at First Sight. Brianna and Vincent spent their final evening together before decision day.
Ooh,
and frankly, we'd be shocked if they make it after Vincent's surprise makeover.
You had a surprise for me.
Need to close your eyes, though.
Is it good?
It's something good. Don't worry about it.
What? Oh!
Open your eyes.
What?
You said you wanted to take your hair down.
I wasn't ready!
Are you serious? Oh, my God. Oh, that was dumb.
Now how am I supposed to wear my hair?
Baby, I'm so sorry.
Lord Jesus, help me.
Why? Just because he don't have no hair don't mean she's not supposed to have any.
Why? Why would he do that? It's braids. It's not that huge of a deal, but it's still weird.
You see, he only cut one, though.
Yeah. When a woman is ready to take her braids down, she'll tell you, like, why is he taking it?
And hers was still fresh. I look at them, I was like, that was still fresh. Cut my wig.
Lord Jesus, help me.
All right, so according to the New York Post, a Russian man was trapped for 3 months on a Chinese boy band competition. So he instantly regretted being on the show, but he couldn't leave due to the strict rules, and then there was like a steep fine. He begged to be voted off, but fans kept voting for him. Eventually, he was finally eliminated. This is so odd to me.
One time, I was asked to be on that show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
This was like the very first season. And I was like, well, what is it? And they were like, oh, we're going to drop you in Costa Rica. And you got to fight your way out. And I'm like, are you crazy? I couldn't bring my wigs? What are you talking about? You know, so they're always coming up with these crazy, you know, TV shows.
Yeah.
But this guy, apparently, he actually... he tricked into it. because he was going to be a translator for the show. And then they saw, they said, well, he's good looking, he's young. And then that's how he got on the show.
He looks absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad he finally got eliminated. Why did they keep voting for him? Was he singing?
Because they love him.
I'd have voted for his ass so fast. See, I'd have been like, stay on the show, baby.
That's what they were doing.
Oh, I don't care. It's like voting for Sam. Yeah. What was that guy's name? Yeah. American Idol?
But he wanted to be in the competition.
Yeah, but everyone did it as a joke. They only kept him on because it was like a meme online.
But see, maybe that's a way to win these shows.
Say you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is time for a dose of Social Quickie. So I love this video so much, I made sure we put it on the show because it's getting a lot of attention right now. This woman is giving us major goals for being 50 years old. Bitch.
Bitch.
That body? 50?
The way she's doing it.
Can we see it again? Can we see it again?
Yes.
That body is insane. Whoa.
50. Natural.
She has a kid, she said, who's in their 30s.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Let it go down. I can't believe this body. I mean, listen, 50 isn't old, but
yeah, it's not.
But she looks damn good for 50.
What do you have to say about that, hunty?
I'm excited to get old, baby. I'm excited. I mean, I'm 30 now, so Nina says my minimum age has to be lifted for the girls I date. 25 probably.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And now my maximum age is about 50.
Yeah. So,
just went up by about 12, yeah, 10,
good
10
for
years.
Her. Yeah. Go ahead, sis.
Yes.
Teach him how to do it. All right, we have to take another break, but up next, does Hunter know a damn thing about the 90s and 2000s? He's taking our pop culture quiz, and then we're going to drag his ass if he gets anything wrong.
I'm not going to get it wrong.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Listen, time and time again, as we've seen earlier, Hunter has proven he doesn't really know a lot about pop culture, especially pop culture that was before his time. So our producers wanted to humiliate them and, educate you.
Oh, is that what this was?
Yeah.
Because they sent some hard-ass questions. I'm going to be honest. I don't think you guys are going to know this. I'm going to host this and then we're going to see my recorded answers. But I want to see how much you guys think I know. So
okay.
Are you ready to play? Nina's future husband is the smartest man in Hollywood?
I love it!
By the way, Nina writes all the show titles, and so I really appreciate that one. First question I was asked, who played the mean girl in Mean Girls? Nina and Lonnie, do you think I got the answer right or wrong?
You got this right. You know.
Yeah, you had to.
You had to know.
Because you talk about her all the time.
Okay. Let's go ahead and find out if I did.
It's ironic that it wasn't Lindsay Lohan, because I have heard nothing but bad things about how she treats people. Ironically, it was the sweetest woman ever, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, okay.
I got
all
it.
Right.
How come I didn't get a clap?
Oh.
Thank you.
See, now you are beholden to that.
Your answer was so long, I kind of like...
Well, they wanted that. I don't know. I was like, my first answer was Rachel McAdams. And they're like, can you add something? I was like, I don't want to do this.
You got a hostage video. What is happening?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the next one. I was asked, what was the name of the diner in Beverly Hills 90210? Did I know this?
You did not know this. Lonnie. I know it. Lonnie, do you know it?
You don't know it.
Okay.
Do you know?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
What is it?
The Peach Pit.
All right. Let's see if I knew that.
Ruby Tuesdays. I have no idea. I never watched 90210. I can't tell you what channel it's on. I can't tell you a single character's name.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't know that.
Me and you both, we didn't watch it.
I was 90210 addict.
Nina, you kind of got a little peach pit thing going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, a little peachy, looking, little peach king.
Little peach pie.
Can we ask some BET questions?
Ask me a BET question right now.
Do you know who starred Martin?
You don't.
Martin Lawrence, baby.
Who was his co-star?
Jack Nicholson.
Okay. Jack Nicholson. What the f***? Jack Nicholson.
Madea.
This one is better than you.
Wait,
you guys.
No, wait. Were you just trying to put all black folks together? Madea. On Martin?
Yep, it was
Madea. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Who plays Madea?
Tyler Perry.
Thank you. Okay.
No clapping.
All right. I was asked in the movie Speed, the bus can't go under, what miles per hour or it'll blow up. Did I get this one right or
wrong?
Wrong.
You get it right.
I love you. Let's see.
The reason I know this is because Morgan in residential areas also doesn't like to go less than this number, and it's 60 miles per hour.
It's wrong, right?
Wrong.
It's 50?
Yes.
Why are you trying to throw Morgie?
Oh my God, Morgan literally will drive with her trunk open. Like, she's like insane. I got it wrong.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
I did love this movie, and I really think that they're like the cutest couple that never happened.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Too. Who's the top black actor of all time?
The top black actor of all time? Sidney Poitier.
Lonnie, please stop.
Is it not Sidney Poitier?
Who's the top black
we
actor?
We can't.
Denzel would be my answer. But I was going classic because I love classic African-American actors. It's my favorite. We have one more question, and this one actually is in this vein. So, what does CREAM by the Wu-Tang Clan stand for?
You gotta know this.
You know think
this.
I did?
Yeah,
you
no,
did.
Let's you know go ahead and you see. Know this. There's let's no way see. You don't know this.
No need to even mention it's by the Wu-Tang Clan. I live my life by this motto. Cash rules everything around me, baby. Woo!
Just in case you didn't know I was white, there you go, baby. There you go.
You know what? We're out of time.
I've enjoyed my time.
Lonnie, you know, you're here for the foolishness, and we appreciate you every time.
Thank you.
We have you back. Thank you for hanging out. Oh, Hunter. Okay, you guys, don't forget to season pass Nightly Pop on your DVRs.
Yeah.
And if you missed any of this week's episodes, you can just binge them all right there. Okay, we'll be back Monday.
Bye.
That was fun.